There's a massive connection that is well established in neuroscience, in all kinds of research studies around the world. There's an undeniable connection between your happiness, your productivity, your sense of control, the mindset and mood that you have all day long, and how you wake up. Notice I didn't say when you wake up. I said how you wake up. And in today's training, I'm going to explain the science around sleep, mindset, and how you should wake up every morning in order to set yourself up for the most positive mindset, the best sense of control, and the most positive mood and productivity that you could have. This is all based in science. This is not something that I'm making up, and this is also the way that I live my life, and it has been a game changer. You already know that the night before, you're gonna plug your phone in outside of your bedroom, away from your bed, so that when that alarm goes off in the morning, you're not reaching for your phone while you're lying in bed and reading social media and the news, which is gonna make you feel depressed and anxious. That you're getting out of bed and you have the ability to start your day without your phone in your face. That is critical for your mindset. Now let's talk about the actual act of how you wake up. Not when you wake up, but how you wake up. And this is science, okay? Super important for you to understand that. You should never, 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 never hit the snooze button, okay? And let me explain why. Snoozing for a couple minutes impacts your neurology. It impacts your brain function. Again, this isn't something I made up. This is well-established research. And the reason why I don't want you to ever hit the snooze button is because of how dozing off for 9 to 15 minutes impacts the way that your brain works. Let me explain to you why. You and I sleep in cycles. We sleep in cycles of about 75 to 90 minutes, and then we start another one. And we go into another sleep cycle for 75 to 90 minutes. And then we typically start another one, and we start another sleep cycle that goes 75 to 90 minutes. And after two or three sleep cycles, or heck, if you're lucky, four of them, your body and brain go into a mode where for about 2 hours, your brain just goes into a state where it's getting ready to wake up. So for those of you that wake up naturally before an alarm goes off, or the alarm goes off and you've had anywhere from 6 hours plus of sleep, your mind is now in a state, it's not in a sleep cycle, where it is ready to wake up, it is ready to start the day, it is ready to be deliberate. If you wake up in that state and then you reach over and hit the snooze button and you doze off for 9 to 15 minutes, what do you suppose your brain starts again? If you're thinking a sleep cycle, you'd be absolutely right. And how long does a sleep cycle last? A sleep cycle lasts 75 to 90 minutes. So you drift off into a sleep cycle, your brain does, which lasts 75 to 90 minutes. All of a sudden, the alarm goes off 9 to 15 minutes later. Your brain is in a sleep cycle. You are in a medical, neurological state right now that scientists call sleep inertia. It means that by falling into a sleep cycle and waking yourself up 9 to 15 minutes in it, the cortic region of your brain is now trapped in a sleep cycle. And you realize it takes your brain, once you're awake, 4 hours to shake itself loose of the state of sleep inertia. Why is sleep inertia a bad thing? Studies prove that when you're in a state of sleep inertia, it impacts your speed of processing, it impacts your ability to focus, it impacts your ability to do any kind of strategic thinking. There's only one way to shock yourself out of sleep inertia, and that's to step in a cold shower. So if you ever have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning when you probably are in the middle of a sleep cycle, just step in a cold shower. That'll shock your brain awake and you'll be out of a state of sleep inertia. If you keep hitting the snooze button, I am going to tell you something. It's going to make your anxiety worse. It's going to make your depression heavier. It's going to make your attitude negative. It's going to make your ability to focus harder. It's going to make your ability to be deliberate harder. And the simple solution is to force yourself out of bed. So today, here's your assignment. tonight, when you go to bed, let's build on this. You're going to plug your phone in outside your bedroom and you're going to do the phone challenge so that the phone is nowhere near you. Tomorrow morning, when that alarm goes off, use the 5-second rule. Do not reach for the snooze alarm. You're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you are going to get out of bed. If you have to wake up very early, hop in a cold shower. It'll snap you out of it. That's all I want you to do for today. I want you to take the no phone and add in the no snooze button challenge. And I want you to notice how different you feel. I want you to notice if you're a chronic snooze button hitter. Do you feel a little bit more awake? Do you feel a little bit more focused? Do you feel less groggy than the mornings when you hit the snooze button over and over and over again? Because you know what? The answer is yes, you are gonna feel less groggy. Yes, you are gonna feel more awake. Yes, you are going to be more in control and more deliberate about what you're thinking about.